We find a strange diction in a midrash at the beginning of this week's parsha. The midrash seeks to understand how someone as smart as Korach could have done something so incredibly stupid. To foment a revolution, to seek to overthrow Moshe Rabbeinu. The midrash asks, Ma ra'a l'shtus zeh? What caused Korach to act so foolishly? The Midrash answers, Eino hiteyasu, his eye deceived him. The Maharam Shapira of Lublin asks a very straightforward question. Why doesn't the Midrash say his eyes in the plural deceived him? Why does it say Korach's eye in the singular deceived him? So the Maharam Shapira of Lublin answers that we can explain this based on the reason that Chazal give for why Hashem created us with two eyes and not just one. Chazal tell us that one of our eyes was created to look upon and consider the greatness of our Creator. The other eye was made to utilize to consider our own comparative smallness. This is what the Maharam Shapira says, the Midrash means, when it says that Korach's eye in the singular deceived him. It is referring to the eye that was made for Korach to use to see his own smallness and insignificance, to recognize his real stature and role in society. That eye did not fulfill its assigned function. That eye of Korach was blind, is what caused him to think that he could take on Moshe Rabbeinu and win. The Be'er Moshe notes that there is a seeming contradiction in the Gemara as to the reason that Yerushalayim was destroyed. On the one hand, the Gemara in Yuma says that the reason was because of sinas chinam, baseless hatred. Yet on the other hand, the Gemara in Shabbos asserts that the reason Yerushalayim was destroyed was because they, quote, made no distinction between small people and big people. On the surface, these two explanations seem to contradict each other. If the nation at the time was not making distinctions between small people and important people, between the uncouth and the accomplished, wouldn't that have fostered unity and not sinas chinam? Wouldn't minimalizing differences between people increase equality and mutual respect? How then can Chazal say that Yerushalayim was destroyed because of sinas chinam, if the people at the time were making no distinctions between small people and big people? The Be'er Moshe offers the following remarkable explanation. In truth, making no distinction between small people and big people does not breed brotherhood, but rather it breeds the exact opposite, sinas chinam. When society considers a small person equal to a great person, people lose respect for those who are truly great. When the eye which is supposed to be utilized to assess one's own merit is like Korach's, not functioning properly, even a commoner will say, I too am great. He will not recognize his true place and station, and neither will his fellows. This, the Be'er Moshe says, will generate baseless hatred and strife, as the many common and undeserving people will forever be trying to assert themselves, to try to prove something that is not true. In such an environment, unity is impossible to achieve. I'll end with a story which encapsulates this very idea. Once Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rav Yaakov Milisa, the author of the Nesivas HaMishpat, were walking together in the street, talking to each other in learning. A group of irreverent youth sat on a bench on the sidewalk, and none of them stood up when the two Talmidei Chachamim, the two Gedolei Hador, walked by. Oy, sighed Rav Yaakov Milisa, we must be living in the generation just prior to the coming of Mashiach, when Chazal tell us that chutzpah will increase. No, said Rabbi Akiva Eger back to him. The behavior we just saw is nothing in comparison to what it will be then. At that time, We will be the ones sitting on the bench, and those youths will be walking past us. And when we don't stand up for them, they will sigh and they will say, "Oi, it must be that we are living in the generation just prior to Mashiach." Have a great Shabbos.